This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, February 3rd. God's word to you today is surely. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua 14, verse 6, and it says, Caleb said to Joshua, "Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me." God made a promise through Moses. Moses died. Caleb said, "The promise did not die. Bring it on." Moses may die, but the promise of God remains. Bring it on. Numbers 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? It is so important that we get this. It is the promises that you take hold of that becomes yours. It is so powerful. God has spoken. It will come to pass. God is not a man. God is dependable. You need to hold on to that promise. Stand on the promise and say to heaven, bring it on. Hold on to the promise and do not give up. Now pay attention to this. Joshua 14 verses 6 and 12 says, Caleb said to Joshua, "Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea. So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me." You will remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said. What is going on here? Caleb says to Joshua, "I do not know about you. Give me my mountain. If you like, be roaming around supervising everybody. You were there. You heard the promise yourself. Whether you're entering your promise or not is your business. I'm entering my promise." This is paraphrased. How does this apply to us? There comes a time that the promise of God must be personal to you. Otherwise, it remains elusive. Every time the promise of God is given, many times it is general. But you see, until that general promise, the promise that was made to you and Joshua, becomes a promise to you alone. It remains elusive. Until the promise, God's word for his children, becomes God's word for you, it remains elusive. God's promise may be general, but it remains elusive until it is personal, until you personalize it. I take the word of God very personal. It is as if I am the only one God wrote the Bible for. When God says, "You will be above only," what I see there is, Olufemi Monehi, you will be above only. That is all I see. Make God's promise personal. What separated Caleb from the others? Caleb made the promise personal. He said, "Bring it on." Now, I want you to bring what the Lord said to you, that promise, into focus as we sing this hymn as a prayer. Let us pray. Standing on the promises I cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.